the presses.
Get hot off the goddamn
Leave
presses.
Leave that fucking meeting.
Yeah. Fucking leave that fucking meeting. Oh man, the Olympics is over and it's time to get ready for the smelly Olympics. We've got all the candidates we could ever need. Yes, that's right. We've got Daniel with him.
We've Very got... good. Can you find another athlete?
Smelly Harrington. And it took me a while, Kian O'Ponger.
Should have taken you longer. Or shorter. Yeah,
well, I've got to tell
you. That one in the oven.
He's got a lingering scent to him, does Kian O'Ponger. Certainly lingered longer than that gold medal he won, if you remember correctly. Yeah, he's the one who had the drugged horse. Which I don't think you should get blamed for, but, you know, consent issues come into it.
It is ultimately a consent issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horse is too full of drugs for you to ride it. That's what the Olympics said.
That's what the Olympics said.
And we were going to have to, before I came up with that ingenious Kian O'Ponger.
I mean, that with an old-timer.
Before I came up with that, I was going to have to go back to the 1941 Olympics to Stinky O'Flanagan, who's as fictional as the Olympic year in which I had him compete.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Olympics take 41 place on even numbered years, but I won't look into it.
Yeah, you shouldn't look into it. You know, the 41 wouldn't have been an Olympic year in any case, and they weren't holding them at that point, even if it was, because of some misunderstanding. Because of a misunderstanding. Germany hosted a perfectly acceptable Olympics in 1936. Some say so good they weren't going to do it again. And then I don't know what happened, but Stinky O'Flanagan, or whatever name I just made up there, he was not
unfortunately able- had to settle for the World Athletics Championship gold medal,
which was pretty good. But as every shot putter knows, the Olympics is, and yeah, he was a shot putter. Ireland used to be doing very well as a shot putter. But they did, and then until Stinky caused the whole, that's where he got his name from, retroactive.
It's the final countdown.
What? Is this microphone broken, or are those guffaws just on a delay? I'm not really sure, folks. But yes, it certainly is the final countdown. You're listening to the two biggest critiques of my comedy, Gavin Carberry and Jack Toner.
And your biggest fans.
Yeah.
It is sad.
Someone called us enablers, man, somehow.
That's why me and Gav collectively are called the Spectrum.
That was a weird time in WWE, that tag team run that you both had as the Spectrum. most people can't claim their harshest critics to also be their biggest fans, except for those people who are like, well, I'm my own harshest critic, and you do have to say, no you're not. I believe you're the harshest one you listen to. Yeah, big fibber. This is always a battle between this sticking plaster that I put over the camera during the day so Elon Musk can't see me wanking, and then I want to remove it.
I mean, if Elon Musk could just see you wanking, he wouldn't be so weird. You know, he wouldn't be so weird about it. It's the temptation and the lack of release, catharsis, you know?
That's likely true. I would say for the most part, it's a fairly benign bit of seeing. You know, it happens whether you're looking at it anyway. You're not in the room with me, and I know you're not going to be proud of it, so no one else is going to know you saw it. But I'm not sure it's healthy for a man with that much power to see that much
power. Yeah. It could turn him evil.
I mean, of all the billionaires, as far as evilness goes, he ranks somewhere in the middle.
Okay, least evil billionaire, go.
I think wasn't Mother Teresa technically a pretty evil billionaire, but still very unevil compared to billionaires. that's a tough one, because you probably can't get there without at least being tolerant of evil happening
in your name.
Yeah.
You do need to turn a blind eye. Like, would the Collisons be up there? They seem to have just invented something that needs to happen, and then they, like, essentially got a monopoly in it.
Yeah, you know. See, it's that second part that I think is going to be where they were doing a lot of heavy lifting there. It's like they just, and then they just got him, and then they just, you know, there wasn't anyone else.
Well, they don't have, well, yeah, well, I would say they don't have a monopoly. They have, like, PayPal is a competitor, but, like, who
they
else?
Have
yeah.
They have a, mean, monopsony.
No,
there's
a healthy list of competitors. Like, I can tell you the amount of ads that I have started getting served from starting work at the Line Corporation for other competitors, some of whom are like I Google, I'm like, oh, they're also massive. Like, just turns out there's a lot of money and there's plenty to go around.
Yeah, there's not quite enough, though, I think is part of the problem. And I do understand that there's a sort of parochialism towards the Collisons to say that they couldn't possibly be evil. And granted, they don't, again, they're probably not the top of the list.
I would say they're close to the bottom of the list in terms of evil. I can't think of much that, like, we know about that the Collisons have done that is, like, would be considered evil.
Yeah, well, you're not gonna know. I mean, really, are you? It's kind of a silly... Well, because even putting Elon Musk in the middle, it's like, I mean, he's a bit of a dick is the main reason why he's even not... Why you're not going, like, why isn't he close to Elon? He's a dick. That's why. and a lot of that is because he lets us see him. They're probably all dicks.
Mm. Yeah, but... Would we go, like, you know, heir to the Nestle Corporation Foundation levels of evil, you know, like...
Well, the heir to the Nestle Corporation, that's a funny one, because they themselves, like, they didn't probably do it. They just sort of, it happened to them.
Mm.
Probably the true evil in Nestle is, like, a real banality of evil situation. When you get to a certain size where it's not even, you're just ticking off boxes, and you've really just got to a point where that's all, where it's, I've just ticked the box, I'm just assigning something here is,
yeah,
you know.
I've just switched off the water to that African village, and now they have to buy our water, you know. And all I did was change Y to an N on an Excel spreadsheet.
You know, and I really don't even think I'm one of those guys had blanks in their gun, so I think they probably didn't even know which one of them fired the shit. You would know, wouldn't you? I mean, people who are marksmen, I wouldn't know if you had a blank in the gun or not, but people who shoot guns all the time would, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
It's a different question.
I know as little about guns as I know about policing women. So, like, you know.
Yeah, just pull the trigger, baby.
Membership.
Just pull the trigger.
you just can't please all of them all the time, guy. That's the problem. And as far as guns go, you're pretty, you've got a pair of guns right fucking there, my friend.
Yeah.
They are, buddy. I mean, the National Rifle Association would probably like to rifle through your steroid drawer to see how you get so beefy, I'd say.
Probably, yeah.
And we know why you tune into the Fine Alcantara, really, is to find out what we think about the things we're drinking. Haven't I? I saw you supping a delicious-looking beer just there.
It is a funny looking beer that is made of grapes.
Grape ale, interesting.
Yeah, a grape ale. Yeah, they must have fermented it for like a good while because it's about 13%. Yeah, I know, but you don't get the same alcohol heat. It's kind of like more acidic. Weird. It's this ale, it's called Vino Verde. I got it in Aldi. Yeah.
What does that translate to? I wonder. That's it's probably an Italian beer.
It's probably an Italian beer. Yeah.
Some say Verde sounds very Spanish, but they're the same language as we know. So, as we know.
They're both romantic languages.
They're romance languages and romantic languages. I'd like to point out that those are not the same thing. romantic is all about stealing your girl. And they do. They're girl thieves. Those Italians. Thieves.
Yeah. Most of the GDP of Spain is stealing girls.
It's a lot. What's why?
Well,
it's
actually, why, yeah. Them and Boko Haram.
it's why Catalonia is trying to secede from both, as far as I understand. Those soy boy Catalans and their constant need to not have stolen. For those of you who are waiting for the punchline to that joke, I think Vino Verde translates to green wine.
It does translate to green wine. This is a bloody green wine. Because I had my aunt over yesterday. We opened the bottle, had three glasses, and threw away the cork. So I need to finish this bottle of wine rather than open another delicious, delicious hop house from a can. So, and let me tell you guys, having had hop house from a can on more than one episode in the last 6 weeks, Vino Verde is a significant improvement.
I can believe that. It's before I fully embrace just not drinking a beer, you know, just because I bought it doesn't mean it has to get drunk. I do remember finding Carling on some ridiculous offer, pre-mup.
Whoa.
And I fucking bought loads of it. Because think about it, it's not, at that point, it's what you're saving.
Yeah. And you're like, big macro. Like, how different could it be from all the others, you know?
And it's a lot worse.
Significantly.
Or at least I found it so. And it
sounds like Carlsberg. You know, it probably tastes like it.
It probably, yeah. I think. But I just sat there and just drank fucking Carling for weeks on end because I just had so gosh darn much of it. And you can't throw it. Why not? What are you losing by throwing it out? You only bought it because it was so cheap, and it was only so cheap because no one wanted it. So,
it's a vicious cycle.
Minimum unit pricing did put pay to anyone buying Carling.
Yeah. When minimum unit pricing was brought in, they had to shut down the Carling factory.
They did. I'm told, not reliably at all. And I say I'm told, I mean, I saw it in a YouTube video, that the cans, what's in Carling cans now is, we don't know what it is, but what used to be Carling is now Madrí Especial.
Oh, really?
Because
that rebrand has worked a fucking treat.
Because Carling, I think, used to come in at 4.6%.
Yeah.
And right around the time that Carling started to be 3.5% or whatever, suddenly from the same makers, this Madrí Especial started to emerge to 4.6%.
Fucking geniuses. Because, like, you see a Madrí Especial, I don't know that I wouldn't choose it. I wouldn't pick it out, but, like, they've identified the perfect market for that type of beer, which is, this is a holiday beer. It's like Estrella Galicia, you know? It's like Peroni. It's, you know, this doesn't need to taste like anything, except it needs to remind you that you are on holidays somewhere in continental Europe.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. I would say Estrella Galicia is actually probably not the worst version of that, because I've had that here and it's fine.
Yeah.
All the other ones stink when you have them at home.
They do, yeah. I wouldn't like to taste a Mythos in
was someone in Lidl decided to bring tubing home. Let's have it on the Liffey. It'll be great. No, they are in Southeast Asia, everyone goes tubing on every
business. Oh, you're coming in and out, Manus.
Yeah, like me and Kevin Kline both. Remember that film, In and Out?
I do not. Is it about sex?
It was about a guy. It was the shittest film. It was one of those films where you've seen the ad, you don't need to watch the film.
Yeah. And when you said it's the shittest film, like, you had me at Kevin Kline, you know?
Yeah, he's in some stinkers, that's for sure. He had a moment when he was in everything. And then he wasn't.
And like, did Kevin Kline just make enough money to, like, fuck off? Or did he want to continue that level of fame?
I think George Soros paid him enough money to, like,
yeah.
Ooh, rag on Soros, but he got rid of Kevin Kline out of my fucking blockbusters for a couple of years. I'm happy enough. He wasn't a blockbuster guy, though, was he? He was a mid-tier rom-com guy at best. They were trying to bump him up a bit.
Yeah.
He was overpushed. That's what Kevin Kline's problem was. He's a perfectly fine friend of Denzel.
Yeah. And then he's in A Fish Called Wanda, and it's like, that's excellent. Yeah. Maybe he should be a superstar. Not his level. Not his fucking.
Not everyone's a main eventer. Yeah. You know, some. You need people need to. I wonder about guys like that. It's like they don't even seem to really be able to go back. They don't even seem to go back and be the guy they were. Maybe they just don't want to. Or maybe Hollywood's like, no, we got another guy in that spot. You had your sugar out. Queue up again. queue up again. We might get to you when you're about 60. We might see if Tarantino will use you. Be honest with you, Kleine, it's not the fall. The rise wasn't peaky enough, and the fall not precipitous enough. Tarantino's not going to be interested. But maybe Kevin Sorbo might be doing something right wing. You can be in that.
Yeah,
that could work.
There's a big market in Christian cinema. The box office is super low, but for some reason they pay you a load of money to be in these films.
A lot of money. Either I think you bloody well have to. Because depending on what, on average, the Christian cinema market is, the box office. They make Passion of the Christ.
If you take out the Passion of the Christ, it's total garbage.
Yeah, typical globalist plot trying to take Christ out of everything, Gavin. I should have fucking known. You absolute shill. Yeah.
I love the conspiracy theorist stuff. It's like the globalists are trying to take over. They're trying to, like, there's a new world order. What we need is the old world order, where the world is run by Christians.
Yeah.
Globally. Yep.
Sounds good. Sounds
Christian government in Rome.
Yeah. I mean, you laugh, but I don't see the problem with it, because what we need is that. And what's good about it is how transparent the whole thing was, if you remember correctly.
That's what the Catholic Church were known for, transparency.
Yeah, they can't. That's it. That is the problem, and it is a problem in conspiracy spaces. We can all agree we don't want what's coming, but we don't like. So we don't. What do you want? Well, you know, I mean, and
perfectly
and,
functioning democracy and capitalism.
democracy. You had it right there, Gavin.
You had it right.
Democracy is all we really have. Democracy, putting a mockery on, making a bloody mockery of democracy. That's what they should call it, democracy. Oh, I'm going to start a...
Fucking get Bill Maher on the phone.
I'm not going to go on with that loser. Okay. That's my Bill Maher.
I don't know what he sounds like.
He sounds like that, but more like him.
He's more of a Bill Maher type.
Like he sounds like Bill Maher does.
He has kind of a lower voice. He's very smoke voice. He's very smoke. And if you both like and hate Bill Maher as I do, you will enjoy his interview with the other Bill Burr, because you can tell Burr like respects him, but he's also like every time that he gets to Bill Maher, Bill Burr rips it.
Yeah,
and it's kind of perfect.
Like Bill Burr is kind of the perfect person for that. Like seeing him rip into Joe Rogan is a video clip. It's one of my favorite videos on the internet of just Joe Rogan going. And, you know, like, these scientists don't even know XYZ. And he's like, and you fucking do, Joe? You with your fucking engineer's hat and your fucking monkey brain?
Oh, sorry, Bill Burr. Yeah, he does it quite well. I thought you were imagining the Bill Maher's writers had done that.
No.
Yeah. Bill Burr is very good at that. And he's very good at doing it in a way that, like, the person, everyone they still like likes it. Each other. Yeah. It's funny. He's good at it. Those Boston guys have something about them now. They often use it for evil.
They do often use it for evil.
But a lot of level evil.
It plays into my theory that like everything is permissible if it's fun in comedy if it's funny.
Yeah.
It's like the problem with a lot of stuff is it's just not funny.
If that little disclaimer in the corner of your Twitter that said all views my own, if that mattered. that'd be super, but it's not where you are.
Yeah, if anything, that's like doubling down when you say something stupid. It's like, at least these are someone else's. Wait a minute, all these are his own.
Or the copyright thing people do is like, I don't own any of this, as if that makes it better. I don't own any of the material I'm using here.
No copyright infringement was intended, even if much has occurred. I do the opposite thing on Twitter, where if I want to say something outrageous, I don't claim that all views are my own. I claim they are from a much larger entity. Like all views are the position of the Irish government. Because then it is, obviously.
Yeah. Or Justy.
Yeah, all views are from Justy.
Justy stole my phone, said this thing.
I mean, really what we're trying to do on social media, and we've been trying to do it for years, is to get him in trouble more than anything.
Yeah. That's why it was invented back in the day. You know, back when MySpace was a thing, it was like, I know he's only a wee lad, but we need to get Justy in trouble.
We need to fucking get him in some bother. This larger entity. But that could be a gimmick for him. That could be the one that gets him over with the mainstream. The larger entity. He could sort of loom large over proceeding. We could get him a gavel and a gown and we could get cases from small claims court and put them in front of him on television. And we could call it Judge Justy. I'm fairly sure that there hasn't been a similar program on television
before. I mean, I'd watch it. I'd watch it.
Judge Justy Justice. Who the fuck wouldn't? Can't do a great Justy either. I was around him more often. I'd figure it out more. But it's like, well, there, lads, they're all fucking guilty. Or something like that. You know.
Yeah. Vaguely like commuter belt accent, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, vaguely commuter belt. And that's a much like the national waistline, that belt's expanding as the housing crisis deepens. And it was a nice little rug pull they did, wasn't it? Telling everyone they could work from home. Hey, go buy a house in one of those places where you couldn't normally.
Yeah.
And then they were like,
oh, and we'll need you in 3 days a week, bitch.
It's almost easier to be in five. It's not teasing you with how it could be.
Yeah.
Because I don't ever really remember being that. I mean, I was put out in the normal way, but I don't ever really remember being that put out. And going into the office, you had to.
I go into the office every day. I love it. I like to have a different space to my living space so that when I get home, you know, like one place is for working, one place is for wanking. Like that's separation of powers, that. You know, never
home for working, home for working, work for wanking, separation of powers. I fully understand, Mr. Weinstein, but that's not really why we asked you here. I think we both live pretty handily located for our works. I don't know that either of us would feel that way about it if we lived miles away. Yeah. Like we chose that. We're choosers of that. My body, my choice where I sleep at night with it. That's the slogan. I'm having a delicious... Gavin only didn't laugh there because he had a mouthful of wine, not because it
was... Yeah, I was about to do a spit take, but then I thought my amazing Persian rug. I can't get vino verde on my amazing Persian rug.
Where's your spitting rug?
Yeah, I need to get a spitting rug to put over the amazing Persian rug.
It is the entire reason why most of the region formerly known as Persia ends here. The amazing rugs, and it's just the one thing that will stain them.
It is. If you just spill the wine normally, it comes out. It's when it's mixed with saliva that Anyway, Manus, you've got a fruity looking can.
A delicious 7-Up, zero sugar. I am celebrating 69 days of no drinking. Sexiest of the number of days.
The sexiest. I know you must be tempted to drink tomorrow just to like keep it at 69.
It's gonna take all my skills. This is going to take a portion of my cunning. Wait a minute, no, all of my cunning. I've gotta go get myself to the airport as well, so that'll be fun. I'd be too drunk on Archway to do that, but I do have to have the right amount.
You do have to have the right amount. Yeah, about four cans should do you.
Four cans will do, yeah. It's tough to... I'm running out of Archway. They stopped making it. So I might have to give the car back. I don't know.
Gosh, wow. This joke that was only ever funny to us is going to get only ever funnier to us now. People won't even know what it is.
That's only because everyone else is wrong, is what it's not funny to us. So because they don't fucking... I don't think personally there's anything funny about drink driving. All right, well, you're just fucking wrong. Some people die, but hot air balloons are hilarious, and some people die there too.
Yeah.
Or it'll save a few lives, but millions will be late. Yeah, 7-Up, zero sugar. Really nice fucking drink. I like it. it sort of puts a great big dent into the notion that nice.
That what?
That anyone drinks alcohol because it tastes nice, because it doesn't taste as nice as 7-Up.
Yeah.
So.
And now there's zero sugar, so zero calories.
And they've gotten, like, I liked the diet versions of all the drinks anyway. I thought you like them by Coke. I liked, but in terms of replicating what the other drink tastes like, they've got good at it.
Yeah,
it's
they have gotten good at it, but there is a certain je ne sais quoi, and that je ne sais quoi is real sugar. That like cans of Coke have. Like, when I'm hungover, I will indulge and have a can of full fat Coke, there's nothing like it. Like,
you're right,
it is top tier. Now you're right, they have managed to replicate it, and Coke Zero is now 95% of the way there, but that extra 5%, though, that extra fucking five,
Maron. Oh, that extra 5%. And again, you're doing it right by indulging, because not only does that make the one or two you have every now and again more delicious, because absinthe makes the heart grow fonder, but it, if you don't have it so much, your baseline is still at the zero sugar version. If that is a tough one, if you're used to the full, like, it's tough to understand when someone has difficulties. Like, why are you drinking 500 calories a day when it doesn't provide you any fullness at all? It's just bad for you. But their baseline is the full fat Coke.
Yeah.
So then you give a fucking zero Coke Zero to that person, they go like, bleh.
Yeah.
Compared to it, if that's your, it's because 5% worse in this wonderful world we live in is too much to ask
for 500 calories a day.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for the, and as like, it really isn't, once you get off the sugary beverages, it's no hardship, and it's forever. If you can 500 calories, you'd have to be drinking two or three cans of Coke
a day. Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of people do that.
A lot of people do. Yeah, yeah.
I probably used
My
to.
My sister still drinks full fat Coke, I would say one daily. And that's an extra 250 cals that, like, and like sugar.
But you can
as
account
well.
You can account for, you know, you can account for in, and if that's your thing you like, and it's that thing, you can have a vice or two here or there.
Yeah.
If you
vices,
you have a Coke. That's fucking fine. It's when you also have everything else. But
yeah, at least you don't have a gambling addiction, you know?
No, it's true. There's no fucking upper limit. At least you'll get sick after enough Coke. There's no amount of Paddy Power makes you puke yourself. But the 250 calories, not even that much. Like, 250 calories, you'd be a long time losing weight. And that, for reference, you need to be in a deficit of about 3,500 to lose a pound.
Per week?
No, three in general.
In general,
if you,
okay.
So if you go, if you're in a deficit of 500 a day, you'll lose about a pound.
Ah,
and you can. But when you consider it's 250 calories a day, you could eliminate. Like, what would you rather eliminate 300, like 3,000 calories once, or 250 forever, every day?
Yeah, like, yeah. By making a minor adjustment,
a very minor. And I'm not sure it's quite the freebie that we think it is. There is some research to indicate that the diet drinks do also lead to weight gain, and it's clearly not from what's in them. I don't know whether
your brain is responding to the sweetness and craving something else. Like, it's a funny one. Like,
yeah. But it's also not written in stone that it must. Like,
yeah.
I lose weight fine on diet drinks. No, maybe it does do it a little bit, like maybe it does make it a little harder. And I guess if you're in trouble with your weight, maybe even a little harder is not worth it. Like, you know, because it's hard enough. Like, we are designed to put on weight and not very good at deliberately losing it, because that's new.
It's a very
novel
situation.
We're
the first species ever to have discovered how to have way more fucking calories than we need per day.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. No, there's some blue whales out there who I think are just kind of showboating.
Some fat fucking elephants. Like,
big fucking elephants. Those fucking elephants, man. I'll tell you. Because we have a double whammy. We can overeat. And then we have, I think I would use the word evil for it, or at least amoral. These entities that are finding out ways to make you eat even more, to bypass the natural satiety cues that you would have from, say, like you. It sounds trite at this point because it's such a cliche, but like you can't eat 20 apples. Your body won't do it.
But you can't eat 20 what?
Apples. Like you probably fit like maybe one person. Don't want them, even though apples are delicious. And one apple is fucking lovely. Even at, like if you like starting onto a second one after the apple, you're like, no, I've had enough apple.
Yeah,
thanks very much.
Whereas Doritos, you could probably eat a whole share size bag and then start another one and finish that as well.
Easily, and not even, and it doesn't even. They're not the one that always strikes me is peanuts, and. Like, you can't just try to eat some unsalted peanuts. They're nice if you're really hungry and you have the few and you realize that the few you had, and that's about what you should have. As soon as you've got salt and oil and dry roast seasoning, whatever on them, dude, I could eat them all fucking day.
Yeah,
and they're not even that fucking nice.
God, they're so many calories,
they're so calorically dense. And like, your body clearly might have some way of acknowledging that you've had too many of them in their natural state, but we process them to the point that it's like, I can eat a fucking, if it was in front of me, particularly while I was drinking beer, but even if I wasn't, I could eat munch on fucking peanuts, I could eat like 2,000 calories and just be like, that wasn't even good.
It wasn't even dinner. That was a pre-dinner fucking snack.
Little snackaroo. Yeah, so God knows what's in fucking Doritos. I guess not. Yeah. Are they even a potato chip or something else?
They're corn. And I would say Doritos, like for all the evil, you know, like anti-satiety, pro-caloric, like density that Doritos have, they are perfectly engineered to be fucking delicious. They are, without a doubt, the most delicious thing in the world. You can go to any fucking Michelin star restaurant. You can go to fucking Noma and they could not create something as delicious as a Dorito if they tried for a million years. That's true. So tasty.
Just something in that dust, man. I don't know what it is. And they figured it out. They figured, and it's never, and it isn't ever enough.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to harp on an apple, but like, you ever get a good apple, a really good one?
Just
fucking the right sweet, the right juicy, the right pears, orange, whatever your fruit of choice is. You get a fucking good one. And boy, is it nice. But man, you are you can always have another Dorito. It's always. Not only was that nice, I really would quite like another one.
And even if that one more makes me get sick, you know, it's going to be perfect to clean out that taste of sick from my mouth.
Fucking Doritos, man.
Doritos.
No, it's surface area out the wazoo.
Yeah.
And they don't even have the, like, there's other, like, they don't even seem to really, like, if you were to have a bunch of chickadees, like, eventually your teeth are so full of chickadees, you have to stop to pick the bits out. Doritos, I wouldn't want to, like, give a big wet smooch to someone after they've just scarfed down an entire share bag, but
unless you get to lick their fillings to get some of that sweet, sweet Dorito for yourself.
Sweet, pasty dust. That's all you want, sir. But those are the bad ones. They really get you. Are things like, there it is. It's like, that's not it. That hasn't triggered the thing in me that recognizes that I've had a meal.
Mm.
Like, as bad as a gigantic pizza is for you, that's my dinner. I have at least...
And you're full after it.
I'm full. And for a goodly while afterwards, actually. And you do feel rather, because you can eat more of that than you should be able to eat too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you fucking can eat a full Domino's pizza. And that's too much. And your body knows it's too much afterwards, but that afterwards. That's not now. There's a, it's, if we could even trick our brains into doing that, it's like, are you sure you're still hungry? Can you wait 5 minutes? And if you're still hungry, you can have more? Because yeah. You're not. You know you're not. And but you, I don't think you've even finished swallowing it all or something. I don't know what it is. Actually, I take it all back. Eat whatever you want.
Eat whatever you want. Life's too short. Eat that.
Well, and it'll be even.
It'll be way shorter.
Yeah. Yeah. Or no, maybe one of those ignorance is bliss type situations where, like, if you could beautiful, not beautiful mind. What was that thing where you forget your past?
Eternal sunshine of spotless mind.
Yeah, if you could
alcohol.
If you could eternal
it was a metaphor.
Idea of Doritos out of your head. And live, you'll probably get another 5 years out of it.
Wait, the idea of them, like, as in you never have them again, or as in
you'd
you
have
don't
to not
know the effects?
You'd have to not know they existed, I think, is what it's getting at. So you don't even miss them.
Yeah, would your life have been better if they had never existed? Like, maybe it's a time machine question. Like, should we uninvent crisps?
No. I don't think I would trade the health benefits for that time that I soloed a chili heat wave share bag. Like, I absolutely think that I have had as good a time as I have ever had eating Doritos. I can't. There are two.
You really, really, really like
that. Really define what I think of as a good time. One is my wedding day, and the other is when I soloed a bag of Doritos.
On your wedding day.
On my wedding day.
You're there trying to get the ring past all the dusty fingers. I'm sorry, I just had to make the day perfect.
Look, sorry, Jay Cloth. I just got to take a quick fistful here and then have some Doritos. No.
You got it on my dress. Oh, I did? Sorry, just let me.
Even better. Yeah. Oh, whoops. Look what I did by accident. Guess we'll have to go with my idea for the post-wedding thing now. What was your idea? Was to go to skip everything and go eat Doritos in the hotel, wasn't it? It was indeed that, yeah. And I think on some level,
yes, my love.
I think you like them a bit more than I do. I like them; they're really good. But I think you have a thing with them. I do
have a thing with them, but I also haven't had them in years. Like part of the allure is the mystery. I think, you know, like, I absolutely love them, but I can never have them because I know
how bad they are.
All right,
and you can ill afford.
I probably solo a share bag of Doritos about once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah, dog.
You exercise more than me, though.
Not this month, I haven't.
It's like anything else. And I know it's not your only vice, so this doesn't apply to you.
But yeah, Jeff, you have many, many vices.
But if it was, like,
oh,
go on,
name four.
fuck you. Definitely have three.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, we're all aware of the big three.
Yeah.
These Doritos, boozing, lady killing. And fuck, what's the fourth?
That's got to be the worst one because he's been murdering ladies.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, but getting caught's what gets you.
From your very warped perspective, that is true.
I'm a singular man with a singular view. No, sorry, I'm a single man
with a singular view,
and that's the way he likes it. Getting caught is the worst part from your perspective. There seems to be different levels at which people tolerate getting caught as well, though. Because, like, there's getting caught, as in you go to jail. But then there's the type of getting caught that, for example,
Ian Bailey syndrome, you know, like, he doesn't want to be arrested, but, you know, wants to be known as a killer of women.
He was so much wanted everyone to know that I'm not even sure he did it, but I'm certain he wanted people to think he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was certain. And, like, I can, like, there was lots of Garda misconduct in and around that case. And I think a lot of it can be explained for the fact that he really made himself look like he did it. And so they thought, what's a little misconduct here? He's clearly guilty. But perhaps he wasn't. But I can see why a policeman might be like, I got the goods in that one. We gotta do something, man.
Yeah. It's an open and shut case on this eccentric weirdo. Like, let me do no further work. And just
have some,
like,
sort of
go
facial scar that makes us all feel okay about putting the handcuffs on him.
Yeah, he was. Look at him. He's evil.
have told, years of watching Disney movies has told me that's basically guilt.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
are
yeah.
All shifty. Why no? What? Like, come on, this guy fucking did it.
What about Beauty and the Beast? What about Beauty and the Beast where Gaston, the one you'd expect to be the handsome hero, was subverted by the frankly more handsome Beast being the hero? Which
yeah,
was...
if it wasn't for the Beast being such a stone cold fox in Beast form and then also in human form,
yeah,
I would
part of the
take
part of the problem with that narrative, you're right, is the Beast is a fucking ride even as a Beast.
Like that movie definitely fucking awakened some things in people.
a lot of what, like pup play and furries and all that sort of stuff, all those branches of the tree, the Beast is doing a lot of lifting. I think
yeah.
I was like, I mean, there's Hollywood loves to make sexy anthropomorphized animals.
Like, yeah.
They love it. They've got the Beast, Pikachu.
Fucking hell, Pikachu. Jeez. Wow.
Yeah, see, if I'd been able to think of a second actually sexy one, that joke would have structurally worked better.
Needed
to be the third one, but I can't. Because I was thinking Jessica Rabbit, but she's not a rabbit.
That's her second
name.
Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny is the one I should have been thinking of. She's for those of us who like the tomboy sexy rabbits. Lola Bunny was.
Any of you who like the Dairy Milk Caramel sexy rabbit, get out of here.
Caramel sexy rabbit. Yes, sir. You were supposed to find her very sexy and then eat chocolate, I think. Was the point of that.
There was a lot of cocaine being done in the 90s in advertising agencies.
I don't fucking blame them. They were hitting it out of the park each time. Look at the fucking ads. Look, the guys who make the Very Sure Alarm ads, get them some fucking coke, man. They're all just fucking like, well, Teresa, what about when you go on your holidays? Is there anyone minding your house? Sure, I have no need of a Very Sure Alarm, so dude, that looks after it. Oh, that's good. Well, you have a Very Sure Alarm at your house. Here's what it is. Thanks. I have a sexy animal telling me to.
Yeah, they need to throw a sexy like turtle or something in that. Like,
I know Angela Scanlon doesn't count. I know she's in one of them. And beautiful though she may be, she is no animal. I need some sexy Disney anthropomorphizing. Like the caramel bunny wasn't even fucking Disney. That was like.
Just Capri, just like getting the horn for a rabbit. Like it was unclear where that came from, but that rabbit was sexy. Like Lola Bunny, okay, I get it. Drawn, the proportions were right, whatever, but I don't necessarily think that the people who created Space Jam were like, this rabbit's a sex symbol.
Mm.
The caramel bunny 100% was.
They're like, yeah, you... I
think the person who designed Lola Bunny and animated the very hip forward walk knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
They had plausible deniability. That's what they were. They were worse.
The tomboy.
Yeah, they were worse because they knew what they were doing. They knew it was sort of wrong. And they wanted to be able to go, hey, I didn't. I mean, that's you. If you see that, I go, you maybe that's.
What do you mean? It's a rabbit.
Yeah, that's what they'd say. That's how they do it.
What do you mean? Jeez.
Oh, maybe. God, you'd fucking turn it. You'd make any. Meanwhile, they're just fucking jizzing all over the rabbit hutch. Just fucking. Oh. It's like, what? I'm not fucking. There's nothing wrong. I didn't have sex with the rabbit. I got to fuck the rabbit out of the room and jizzed in the hutch. That's all I did.
Oh,
what you so you think that's fucking it's a rabbit? What are you? That's in your mind just because you took what I did and turned that into some. I think that's
weird.
More about you.
I was just pissing in the hutch.
That's what,
you fucking prude. You're the one who made it about the rabbits.
You're the one who drew those sexy rabbits. You're the one who did it. I see. I've lost track of what point I was making here, but anyway, children, if you do want a career in animation, I can tell you that the real thing is to get a good leaving cert. Get a good leaving cert. It doesn't matter as much what you study in college, but rather that you learn to apply yourself. and take in a broader experience. You know, a lot of it is networking. A lot of it is getting to know the right people, and a lot of the skills will come with time. And they have sent for, they pushed a silent alarm. The children have been sent out of the room. I wasn't supposed to tell them that I was jizzing in the rabbit hole during this chat.
They told me this was my last performance review. I was put on a PIP, and there was one. The PIP was 1 point, and it was don't tell the children about jizzing.
Say don't do it. They just said don't bring it up at this talk. It was all, I don't know, man. It's a bit like Mighty Ducks, you know. I got caught in a DUI, then I had to give these talks. I didn't want to give the talks to the kids. And frankly, I didn't think it was going to work out as well as we got to go to the Junior Olympics in Mighty Ducks. And in this, I just get to go to jail. This isn't as good. Gordon Bombay, I am not, sir. Just a horny rabbit animator. This is the type of sketch that we should have done. And I think it would have been as successful as the ones we did do.
Now, Mattis, I agree with you there.
The sexy rabbit animators. It's under.blogspot.
Is someone's doing Lola Bunny? Someone's doing the Cadbury one. Someone's doing what? Who's your Paddy Irishman in this?
Yeah, I don't know that there's a third. Jessica Rabbit.
I think it's Jessica Rabbit. It's Jessica Rabbit because they just went, we'll just call her Rabbit, but it'll be one. And her that'll name. Be enough.
Yeah,
that'll be enough. Because the thing about Jessica Rabbit is it's actually fulfilling the fantasy. She's married to a rabbit. She's married to Roger Rabbit.
Well, maybe.
Who was wrongly accused of a crime. And I don't think there's anything wrong. Just like I was wrongly accused of jizzing in the rabbit hutch.
So maybe he thinks that Roger Rabbit is the hot one. And he's just wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The sketch pans out. He's like, wait, who's this? He's like, well, this is Roger and Jessica Rabbit. He's like, yeah, but we said that we wanted a hot. And then it's like, yeah, I drew super hot.
Yeah. Look at the big book.
The rabbit's the one that's real.
Yeah, silly bow tie.
I call him Roger Rabbit. What the fuck did you think I was wanking over? Oh, well, where's Bob Hoskins to come and clear my name? I ask you. I've had a bit of up to here with you fucking prudes. All right, I'm definitely voting for Kamala Harris now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. What a strong stance you've taken.
I'm just waiting for one or the other to come out in terms of like sexy rabbits. I have a feeling that RFK Jr.'s got my number on that one.
I'm waiting for this. Oh, I'm sorry we didn't have time to get into it. But oh my God, what a man. I mean, if he wasn't your favorite before, the bear prank.
The bear in Central Park.
Wait, what's the fucking bear prank?
Oh, it's peak. No good, Nick Kennedy. It's like he came across. The actual story is more bizarre than this, and there's more twists and turns, which means I think he's telling the exact truth. Because there's ways he could have cleaned it up to make it a better tale, but the short version is he found some a small bear that had been hit by a car, and he took it, put it in the boot of his car, didn't really know what to do with it. Him and a bunch of his buddies went to a party. They were like, why are we going to do it with the bear? And so they went and got an old bicycle, put it in Central Park with the bear on the bicycle and like tipped it over. So it looked like the bear had a bicycle crash. And it was on the news the next day. Being like, why is there a bear on a bicycle in Central Park? He wakes up in some sort of a haze to like footage of police dusting the bike for prints. And so the New Yorker got a hold of this story recently, and he was like, well, it's going to come out anyway. I'm going to go talk to Roseanne Barr about it. So he did.
I'll get in front of this thing. God, that's gas. That is a good prank. And it's the most Kennedy thing of all time.
Oh, we got to go take the bear to Central Park. Ask not what your bear can do for you, but what you can do to your bear.
Imagine this story getting told with Roseanne Barr smiling and nodding beside it in his voice. And, and then all the extra details about like, oh, we were going to a party at this very expensive restaurant and we needed to get rid of the bear.
And he's like, I also had a bicycle that I didn't really know what to do with. So it's just like, and it all came together. It was like, it's just, he's a funny dude. He's an odd dude. He's so, like, and he said it at the start of his campaign. He was like, oh, some stuff's going to come out about me. If I believe the line he gave was, I have a lot of skeletons in my closet. So many, in fact, that if they could vote, I'd win for sure.
Well, that's a good line.
That's a good fucking line, man. If this guy wasn't trying... I do think there is a Kennedy... They're like taught very early on. It's like, if you vote for public office, you got to be more of a Ted. You can't be... If you try and be a Jack.
And for God's sake, don't be a Bobby.
Above all else.
You can do whatever you like. You can live a life of childish pranks for forever and you'll be fine, but don't try and do anything else.
Yeah. Don't then get into the family business.
Yeah.
It's like, look, there was a factional war amongst the different sides in American high society and people who were allowed to be president, and we lost. And you're supposed to sort of fade into prankish obscurity with dignity as a family. Yeah. Don't run for anything after that. The coup happened. It was a success. Get over it. But, you know, the people who won't get over it are like basement dwelling conspiracy nutjobs, like this Manus fellow we have lined up. Like, hey, what do you got? I'm allowed to be upset about it. He has the resources to go put a bear on a bicycle and wheel it into Central Park for a prank. Why wouldn't you choose that?
Yeah. I mean, if that's the kind of life I wish I chose, I don't know. I'd never run for president. I'd just continue to play bear pranks for the rest of my life.
That's a fucking option. What are you doing anything else? The problem was, I think he got sober. And I don't think a Kennedy should get sober.
Yeah, it's...
Well, maybe he just got so good at bear pranks, he was like, maybe I'm wasting my talents here.
If I could paint this.
And everyone remembers the presidential thoughts. Everyone remembers a child born in the Oval Office. One was literally born in there. They even prefer that. But they weren't born while the parents are president. They love that. They'd go fucking mental for a bicycle bear.
On the White House lawn. Imagine he was elected and there was a bear bicycling up and down the lawn of the White House every day. Fucking get this man in office.
Hey, look, Jack didn't drink anything this week and it's probably for the best. I think this aspartame is making me a little wacky. It's doing it. But what about Vino Verde? Is that kind of good solid?
I opened this bottle because I had my aunt over yesterday. And I would have given it maybe a 4 then.
Really?
And let me tell you what, it's been open in the fridge, no cork, and it's a 10.
What?
Fucking aeration, bitch. Like, this wine went from, like, I would say mid to gross to, like, really fucking tasty overnight.
Something does, and that can happen with red wine, but something about it, like an open, already open bottle of white wine. It's only been a day. It's not got a time to turn into like a penis wine, but it is. It's fucking hold. Where was this yesterday?
And like, I would also say Vino Verde generally quite a young grape. Like, doesn't, like you say, red wine definitely benefits from aeration.
Yeah,
Vino Verde, I wouldn't say is thought to benefit from aeration.
No, you wouldn't think, would you?
And yet. It was too acidic yesterday, and it's really rounded out today. I think this is delicious.
It'd be weird if oxidation didn't do something to it. Like, you wouldn't always expect it to be positive, but it'd be really odd if it didn't change it a little bit. And so that's... I think a lot of the time with a white wine, and I don't think that's what's happened here, but when I put it in the fridge half an hour before I knew I wanted it.
Because
you get the call that someone's coming over and they drink white wine, so you bang a bottle in there. It's probably the fucking temperature of tea before you put it in there. So you're actually drinking it at the wrong temperature. And then the next day, when inevitably there's a bit left, because the person who made you open the bottle of white wine never fucking did.
Only one glass
of white wine. And God bless them. It is, because I'm jealous of their ability to do that. But whatever. Yeah. But by the time you get to it the next day, it's like,
It's just
choice. Yeah.
Yeah, seven up to ten. It's always
seven up to ten. Like, it's got to be.
Yeah, it's ten.
Yeah. So yeah, here's day 69. Roll on day. I mean, actually,
day 69. Love it.
By the time this episode comes out, unfortunately, because you can only live 24 hours, and then number change. By the time this episode comes out, I will have been sober for longer than I have ever been as an adult.
So well done, Mattis.
10 weeks is the most I 10 weeks is the most I ever did. So at 71 days, which will be Wednesday, I'll be there.
Some run.
Nice.
It's not a bad fucking run. It was much needed. Because this, like, a lot of the earlier parts of the year, even during the sober times, I wasn't living healthy.
Yeah.
I was sitting there going, yeah, this is fine. I know I'm not this. Yeah, you know, you're like, oh, I'm actually doing well because I'm not drinking. Why am I getting fat?
Yeah.
So, you just have, like, it's time to.
Very good.
We're going for 100 in a row. I think I'll make it because which is 14 weeks plus 2 days. So we've a holiday booked. Actually, I'm gonna bleep this out. Don't want to marry Luke and Rob. We've a holiday booked for the September, I don't intend to drink before then. That'll be 101 days. And that's a fucking nice little streak to just to fucking reset the clock. And I'll tell you, those holiday beers are gonna be delicious. It's going to be no need for variety. Like, give me fucking San Miguel.
Yeah. Give me the plainest, most boring beer that you got. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very like nice that with hunger. Great.
Yeah. It's not something that most people have to think about.
Yeah.
A lot of people sit there going, "Yeah, I do that by accident all the time." Good for you. I actually don't know why people like that drink at all. You obviously don't like it as much as I do.
Yeah. I can honestly say, Mattis, I haven't done that since I don't think I've done that since I became an adult.
Yeah, because something always comes up. It's why fucking always comes up, and it's, and for most people that's fine. But you know, I've got that Kennedy gene, you know? I'm just one drink away.
That reckless Kennedy gene, yeah.
Okay. I might roll a bear in the Central Park on a bike I don't want, or I might try and disband the CIA in a very bad move, as it turns out. So really, right at Jack, you don't have anything to review?
No, I mean, I had some nice points over the weekend with some fun people, but...
You actually, I'd like to talk, we'll do it next week. I'd like to talk about your weekend of...
Yeah, there's plenty of time for that.
Because you released your hit song as well this week,
didn't you? We are at 1,200 plays on Spotify already.
Yeah, and I only did 1,000 of them.
And that's before we get into training on Tuesday and have all the lads put it on loop on their phones and mute in the corner.
Yeah. Fucking, and there's nothing. And like, the reason why there's nothing wrong with that is because everyone does that.
Yeah. You just need to get playlisted. Send it to Nile or not. Come on.
Fucking so funny.
Get it in there. So yeah, the newest, freshest, hittest track to ever come out of wrestling. And no, I'm not talking about Joe Hendry.
This is the newer, Victor. Fresher one.
It's even newer, it's even fresher, and it's worse, which is what's important for something like this. It should be worse.
It should be just slightly worse.
Yeah. You shouldn't be trying to release good things. That era is done for, and it's all a psyop anyway. It's all a fucking lizard psyop.
We're doing the stadium again in October, so we might need to... Yeah, because...
A new hit.
We might need another hit.
A new hit.
When we'll finally impress Finn Balor, who's wrestling in October.
Yeah, and that song's already perfect, but like, it could be more perfect.
Okay, I've got an idea for you, Jack. I want to dance with Finn Balor. I feel the heat with Finn Balor.
Well, that's I could go with. I was going to suggest Mambo number 6, but that's way better.
Sorry, that's a good idea.
That's really good.
Because the first 4 Mambos, not great. 5, big hit. And he left 6 on the cutting room floor. I don't know. I think we got to do it.
Yeah. David Lee Vega, you've got a lot to answer for.
David Lee Vega, you Germany's finest.
That classically German man.
You know, you're thinking, which of the Caribbean islands is this man from? And you realize it's Germany.
It's so funny.
Oh, God bless him. And God bless us. And God bless the thing that is really the only thing to cheers to this week, which is those Kennedy jeans, man.
Those Kennedy jeans.
Those reckless Kennedy jeans. What will they do next? I shudder to think.
Those Kennedy boys are sure up to no good.
The Dukes of Massapequa, or whatever it is they're from. Was the compound at Hyannisport? Is that where they're from? Anyway, we could have it. And I doubt they'd have. We could do, because they wouldn't have a fucking Confederate flag on their car, that's for sure.
They'd probably absolutely have, not, yeah. They're the reverse Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, the Dukes of Privilege.
Dukes of Privilege. Yeah.
All right, fellow Dukes.
Here's a fucking idea for a show.
Fucking bad, isn't it now?
Is Funny or Die still going?
I mean, we could revive. This might be the thing to do, the Dukes of Privilege, man. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot like Finbar and whatever, the Finbar and Ivor, whatever that one was called.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Except just the posh one, and it's two other. Yeah. Which is fucking already like better because it's less played out. Like, it's not less played out. It's Ross O'Carroll Kelly. But
I also love how every version of this that RTE does, the posh one is always the funnier one because they don't understand the other one. Like, Freedom, Damo and Ivor, Ross O'Carroll Kelly. Like, it's always the one that's like, oh, South Dublin lad. Man, some of his lines were so good. It's like, yeah, it's because someone actually said that
They felt true to life, where like the lower socioeconomic class one always reads like someone from Reddit who uses the word scrout unironically wrong. Well, why did you do that? Well, what were you going to do? Employ a poor person? Come on!
Come on!
Come on! It's our TE, not everyone's. All right, this has been high time to finish this episode for a long time, and I'll see you next week, guys. I'm looking
see you next
to
week
it.
Fellas,
I'm fucking please. Speed
farewell,
yeah. Bye bye and cut.
Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.